What about the issue? You mentioned there was a platinum meta-analysis.
Yeah, it was very interesting. It was called LACE, which stands for Lung Adjuvant Cisplatin Evaluation. And it looked at the three positive platinum trials, ANITA, BR10, and the IL trial, as well as two other trials, the ALPI trial from Italy and the BLT trial, primarily from the UK, which were negative. So in fairness, it looked at both positive and negative trials. In an aggregate, despite the inclusion of the negative trials, there was a robust, statistically significant improvement in survival with platinum-based regimens. Overall, about a 5% difference, 5.5% difference at 5 years. I would argue that's statistically significant and clinically meaningful. And in their further analysis, that benefit was essentially confined to stage 2 and 3A. When they looked at 1A, in fact, chemotherapy seemed to be associated with detrimental outcome. In 1B, it wasn't significant. It was trending in the right direction, but the p-value wasn't there, and the confidence intervals clearly overlapped unity. The best regimens seemed to include vinorelbine, but those regimens that included vinorelbine also include higher doses of cisplatin. So is it the third-generation partner agent, or is it the dose of platinum?